There's so many of those suburban places now. They're getting away from downtown Montgomery further and further.
Well, what are some of those principles?
I don't know.
We'll put places like McGee Estates now.
All those places, so many of them that are around, it's just built out. Montgomery's just going out.
Which way, though, is Montgomery developing, you think?
All around except towards Chisholm and towards West End.
So
they're going out this way.
Out to east.
Mm-hmm, and they're going south and east of the places that's building up in Montgomery.
Let's see, and you mentioned, you mentioned earlier there were more stores downtown when you were a boy, not many at all down here now. What are the principal shopping areas now in Montgomery?
Well, downtown Montgomery, you see, Dexter Avenue and Commerce were the principal places.
Mm-hmm. What about now? Still those
places? Well, they've gone to these shopping areas.
Out to the mall and places like that?
That's right. These different malls.
Yeah. And let's see. What about when you were a boy, the main financial offices like banks and so forth, where were they located?
Downtown.
So down on Commerce Street then?
Well, yeah, there were, one of them was on Dexter Avenue and the other on Commerce.
Mm-hmm. Were there ever any old shopping areas just for blacks, mostly in Montgomery, that blacks and not whites frequented?
Yeah, Monroe Street. Monroe was known as the black street then.
Now, that there's still a lot of those stores that cater mostly to blacks on Monroe?
Well, I reckon they have as much white patronage on Monroe now as they have black. The Negroes have moved to Dexter Avenue.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I hardly ever go down there much.
That's right.
Let's see. What would you say where are the poorer neighborhoods around Montgomery now?
Frankly, I don't know. You see, the West End was for a long time, but West End, a lot of those houses have been torn down and all, and they've been structures built by the government to take care of that, and it'd be hard to say whether to locate any poorer section of Montgomery.
You figure that Montgomery is mostly mixed, that you'll in most any section of Montgomery you'll have both poor folks and then wealthier folks.
Yeah, well, of course, there's the wealthy people don't live in the poor people section. I mean by that the houses, if you'd mm-hmm. say. The people that live in Chisholm are not the richest people in Montgomery. And the people that left in West End are not the richest people. But the bank out there says that this bank, the people in Chisholm pay their debts better than any section of Montgomery.
You mentioned I was surprised, I guess, to hear that. I would have thought Cloverdale and McGee Estate or something.
Well, the reason for that, children, people don't belong to the country club and they don't throw their money away and they don't do all this other that the others do. And the others live in, people out in Chisholm try to buy their homes, the others living in mortgage homes.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, I guess even the prices of houses have gone up so much. Anyway, I think Mother then bought that house on West Vanderburg. And 57, I think they paid $10,000 for it. They could sell it for twice that now.
Well, sure.
And
$10,000 used to be a big price for a home.